Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends, to the podcast. Again, we're privileged that you would tune in, and I do want to thank you, honestly, from my heart for participating and sharing with us what we're just calling. I'm here with Caleb again. We're just calling this a conversation about the Word of God.
Yeah, basically, we can't wait to see the truth that God's going to show for us today.
Joshua chapter 3 is our theme. Let's just go back to the big picture. Our theme for this podcast, from the book of Joshua at least, has been don't be afraid to follow God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a mouthful just in and of itself. And Joshua is now at the place where, think about it, up until this time, he's not really had to do anything.
No.
He's encouraged people. He's sent some spies. He's moved them closer to the river. But he's not fought an enemy yet.
No.
He's not scaled a wall yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been in a battle yet. But now it's kind of showtime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's where the rubber meets the road now. And they're about to go in. And so now this commandment from God to be strong and courageous is really going to be put to the test.
Now it means something.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I've prepared this speech. I've prepared the sermon. I'm mm-hmm. feeling good about it, but I feel like I've got it down. Okay, but now you walk out on stage.
Yeah. All the butterflies going, all the nerves. And
I don't care how well you've prepared, those feelings are going to come roaring back.
Yep.
So I love what we learned last podcast, and that is that the Ark of the Covenant, really, in those days, that's the place where God would meet man. So to follow the Ark was tantamount to saying, I'm following God.
Yeah.
So don't go unless God goes. We learned that last time. But then and we cut it short just for sake of time, but in verse 5 of chapter 3, Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. God's going to do something really big tomorrow. And he didn't really tell them what it was.
No.
Which I thought, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
But what you need to do today is sanctify yourself.
Yeah.
Sanctify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I think it's a good principle. He said, I'm going to do wonders. And if we expect God to do big things in our life, we're first going to have to get things right in our own life. And sanctify, to sanctify, it means to be holy. And how are we going to do that? Well, it's the process of becoming more like Christ. Jesus said, be holy as I am holy. It's an easier said than done. That's a tall task. We're never going to be perfect or like Jesus Christ or in heaven one day. But as a Christian, after we're saved, our goal and God's will for us is to become more and more like his son. And so as Joshua sits here, he's saying, hey, God's going to do great things. But before he does that, we're going to have to get right with God.
And obviously in the Old Testament, there were specific ceremonial means of sanctification and so forth. But as New Testament believers, sanctification really is a matter of the heart. So, before God, and I like how you said it, before God can do these wonderful things in our life and take us to those places that he wants to take us, not that, God's will is always bigger and better and health and wealth and prosperity. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is in order for God to operate effectively in our lives, we have to have hearts that can receive him. We have to have hearts that are malleable and moldable and set apart. Sanctify means, as you said, to be holy or to set apart. So I guess my question for all of us is, am I looking inward first? Am I asking God to set my heart apart to him? I think David said it, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my ways. So sanctify yourselves, said Joshua in verse 5. And then Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant, pass over before the people. We talked about this last time. this is going to happen. And when this happens, people, that's your cue to follow. Remember, 2,000 cubits. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, and this is kind of a touchy subject, but I want to talk about it for a second. Because the Lord said to Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. That's an interesting verse.
Huh.
So God says, Joshua, I'm going to make you magnify, means to be big, to make bigger. You know, so when I was a kid, he don't remember this, because when you were a kid, you had video games and you know, all kinds of stuff. When I was a kid, we had like rocks and sticks to play with.
Yeah, back in the Stone Age.
Back in the Stone Age, when we, you know, walked to school 10 miles both ways, all that. But I remember being at my grandmother's house, and my uncle, Tom, had a magnifying glass. And we were mesmerized by that magnifying glass. We'd look through it, look at the newspaper or the comic pages, and look at it through the magnifying glass. But then my uncle taught us a diabolical thing to do with the magnifying glass. We went outside and realized that if you put it in the sun, you could direct that beam, and we began to burn ants. I know, wow. Folks. I know. I was the Adolf Hitler of the ant world, but I've gotten over that now. I'm no longer a serial killer.
Thankfully.
But I did learn the principle of magnification.
Uh-huh.
So when you magnify something with a magnifying glass, it's not that you're making, you're not changing the nature of the object. You're changing the nature of the way the object is viewed.
Wow, that's good.
So Joshua, God said, Joshua, I'm going to magnify you in the minds of the people. Now, Joshua, you're still going to be Joshua. And Joshua, you know who you are as a leader. And as leaders, whoever's a leader, we know our flaws. Truth be told, if you knew about me what I know about me, you wouldn't follow me. but God uses people to help people. It doesn't make some people more important than other people, but God uses people to help people. And so therefore, God sometimes will magnify a person in other people's eyes for the purpose of leading them, because God uses human leadership to lead people along the way. Now, what does the Bible not say? The Bible does not say, Joshua, magnify yourself.
No.
And we see a lot of that, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Even in Christianity. We see people that, you know, I have to plaster my picture on everything. I've got to put my name on everything. I want everyone to know what I did. I want everyone to know what I sang or how I served or the message I preached. And that's just self-service. And that's there's no place in the Bible for that. Proverbs says, most men will proclaim every man his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? You know, people that praise themselves, they're a dime a dozen. And we kind of do that in America, don't we?
Yeah, this is definitely what America has become. It's all about itself. It's the me generation.
It's the me generation. Yeah, it's the resume generation.
Uh-huh.
You read people's resume, you're like, wow, I didn't know all that stuff about you.
Right, half the people qualify to be the president, you know.
It's crazy. But there is a place for God magnifying people for his purposes. And it's kind of like when you're a little kid, you think your dad can do anything.
Yep.
You know, I know you felt that way, Caleb.
Yeah, the golf story. Yeah. My dad once convinced me that, based on the fact of his age, that he was a better golfer than Tiger Woods, and I believe
it for
years.
Which is true. It's still true.
That's a little debatable now.
It is debatable. But you know, God does that. God magnifies sometimes our leaders in the sight of others for the purpose of his will. And we could spend time on that, but let's move on to verse 8. Thou shalt command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Now, I don't know if I'm just, I just try to read the Bible like I'm the guy getting that commandment.
Yeah.
So here I am, I'm a priest, I've got this Ark of the Covenant, and my leader comes and says, okay, here's what I want you to do. Get to the edge of the water, okay, get in the water and just stand there. Now, he didn't tell yet what was going to happen. Yeah. You know, it just obey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the will of God in its obedient stage is not logical.
Yeah.
We don't see how it's going to work out. Like, what does marching around a city have to do with walls coming down? Mm-hmm. What does giving up my 5 loaves and 2 fishes have to do with feeding a multitude? You know, God doesn't often tell us, doesn't always, and doesn't often tell us how he's going to make it work. A lot of times he just tells us, here's what I want right now. Abraham, give me your son right now. I'm not going to tell you how this is going to work out.
Yeah.
And I see that in verse 8. Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Caleb, see if you see in this verse what I saw.
Okay.
Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. So God said to Joshua, Joshua, I'm going to make you big in their sight.
Uh-huh.
But when Joshua spoke to the people, what did Joshua say?
He pointed the magnification back to God.
He really did. Yeah. That I think that's what a true humble leader does. He takes whatever clout he has, whatever personhood he has, and says, okay, God, not have I gotten, but what I received. You know, grace hath bestowed it. Mm-hmm. So he turns that right back to God. It's the living God that's doing this, people. I'm using my advanced magnification, you know, the fact that people are looking to me, I'm just using my platform, I'm using my microphone as a means to trumpet the praises of God. And that, what a great symbiosis there. God magnifying Joshua, but Joshua understanding the reason for that.
Yeah.
The reason why God gives us, and we don't, it's not even fame, because for Joshua, it was fame or magnification, but you know, God does that in other ways. You know, God sometimes gives people resources. That doesn't make them better than other people because they have more resources.
Sure.
It just means, wow, God, you've been good to me. Now I'm going to honor you with this. Or it might be academic ability, the ability, you know, a mind, a great mind, a great intellect. It might be athletic ability. But whatever it is, it came from God, and we ought to give the glory right back to him. And that's what we see Joshua doing in verse 10. And he said, it's the living God that's among you. And he will without fail drive out. I love this list. This list always makes me laugh. Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, Jebusites.
All the ites.
Yeah, I always want to add the termites. You know, crazy. But who are these people? These are the people that now inhabit the land. God knows exactly who they are. God knows exactly what Joshua's going to face. Did Joshua know who all these people were? Where all their strategic places were? No, he had spied the land, but he didn't have a full picture. But God did. You know, God always has a full picture of our future.
Yeah, he's already in tomorrow.
He's in tomorrow.
He is.
I love that. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Man, we didn't cover a lot today, Caleb. We covered about 3 or 4 verses, but they're powerful verses.
Yeah, there was a lot in those verses.
So I guess I would say to our listeners, takeaway for today, if you're listening to this at the beginning of the day, here's your takeaway. Understand that God gives us wonderful blessings, sometimes through magnification, sometimes through our resources, through other blessings. But let's take those blessings, whatever God's, let's deflect the glory back to him. Let's trust the God who knows our tomorrow. God bless you guys.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead, take a moment and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.